Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is daf Tezvav Maseches Brachos, the 14th daf in Shas. We'll pick up on that Yudalit on the base, 10 lines from the bottom. Then the Gemara, Rav Moshe Yodei V'kar Shukriya Shema V'amach Tfilin V'tzalit. Rav, in the morning, would do the following order. He would wash his hands, he would read Kriya Shema, and then he would put on Tfilin. Asks the Gemara of Heichi Avidaki, but how could he have done this? Well, Tanya, but then we learn in the description that we had in the Braisa is different than the order of Rav. The Braisa describes someone who's basic to mitzvah of burying someone. That's basic kuch. Kuch is a grave. There used to be a cavernous system of graves where people would be buried. Chayfer kuch lemeis, the kever potter mikriya shema uminatfilo minatfilo. Because this is a moris b'teira. A person who is involved in kura is potter from all mitzvahs. His man kriya shema, chayla v'nreitel yodav umeiniach filin, v'kayre kriya shema umispala. When it comes to the time of kriya shema, notice the order. First, he leaves the kuch, then he washes his hands, then he puts on tefillin, and then he reads kriya shema, and then he's mispala. Which seems to be, in the other order, different than the order of Rav, who first had Kriya Shema, and then Hanukkah Tfilin. Before the Gemara addresses that question, the Gemara asks that the Braisa does not seem to make sense. Hagufa Kasha, Reisha Amar Potter Mikvav Chayiv. Wait a second. Another problem. The Reisha of the Braisa said that the fellow who's involved, Potter Kvim Eishas Potter, yet the same says, when it comes man Kriya Shema, he stopped, I thought he was Oseq Mitzvah Potter. And for the Gemara answers, Halei Kasha, Seifa betray, Bereisha Bechad. Seifa that assumes this Chayiv is talking about when there are two people, each one can take turn. And the Reisha, where it says that the fellow is going to be Potter, when it comes to Oseq Mitzvah Potter, it's talking about where there's one. That's the Mara become Okam Kasha the Rav. So we still have difficulty according to Rav. Rashi explains the Gemara masculine Kalmokoim that the Braisa has a tefillin before Kriya Shema and Rav has the opposite. Our answer is Rav to Rabbi Shulman Tarcha Tzvi. Rav follows the opinion of Shulman Tarcha. The Omar, Kol Maslo Shemaim, Tzvi Vachatach Komet. First, the person takes care of all Maslo Shemaim, and afterwards he takes care of all mitzvahs. And therefore, first he reads Kriya Shema, and then he puts on the tefillin. Asks the Gemara, Ema Dam Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchel Hakdim Kriya LeKriya, Kriya LaAsiya Misha Mislay. This Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchel, we know this Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchel, and this Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchel is not talking about the exact same case of Rav. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchel's opinion is found in the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Where Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchel explained to us that the reason why Parsha of Shema is read before Vayim Shemaya is because Shema has Kabbal Samachu Shemayim, and Vayim Shemaya has the All Mitzvah. So what did the Gemara want to say? This is the explanation for Rav's opinion as well. The Rav says that you first do Kabbal Samachu Shemayim and then the Mitzvah, says the Gemara. There Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchel was talking about Lahaktim Vil Kriya in terms of putting one Kriya in front of another. But Kriya La'asiyah Misham Mislay, he say in regards to the order of Kriya La'asiyah? Question mark? Continue the Gemara. Two and another Kasha, six lines from the bottom, the first wide line when you tell it on the page. Misavah like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchel? Does Rav himself follow Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchel's position? Amar Kriya Barashi Zimna, that's why I'm having communicated with the Rav. Look at what Rav did. Let's count it in the Gemara. First, he woke up. He washed his hands. He made a bracha. He learned something. He put on tefillin, and then he read Kriya Shema. So what do we see? That Rav himself did not follow Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha's order. And Rav himself first learned Torah, according to Rashi. The Gemara is asking from the factor of Chiyah Baravashi, first to hear of Asiyah HaMitzvah, says Rashi in Dibur HaMaskel Nasni Pirkin, Alma Maktim Ulasek V'Torah, Dainu Asiyah HaMitzvah Mikneh Malchus Shamayim. He has the Asiyah HaMitzvah before Malchus Shamayim. So you see, he doesn't even go at all according to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha's order. So you can't say that simply Rav was following Mishul Ben Karcha. The seed tema, and if you're going to answer the Lomot is Man Kriyishma, that maybe when Raz felt this way, the only when Man Kriyishma hadn't arrived, in other words, it was in the morning before, Mishayakir, Imkei, Mal Sadusai, the Rav Kiyah Barashi. And what is the testimony of Rav Kiyah Barashi? In other words, Rav Kiyah Barashi is not testifying what a person should normally do from Rav, because in Rav's case, wasn't the prototypical case. That was the case before, when it's before Man Kriyishma. The earliest Man Kriyishma. And so tomorrow we could still learn something from Rav Kiyah Barashi's statement of what Rav did, even though you're right, in terms of Kriyishma, we will not be able to learn anything. Lafuke, but what we do learn in the story of what happened to Rav, to exclude Mimanda Omar, the Mishnah in Tzarech Levarech. But there is a Manda Omar that says, we have discussed this Manda Omar earlier in discussing Birchas HaTorah. On Yud Aleph on the base, there is a Manda Omar that says that if a person learns Mishnah, he does not need to make a Birchas HaTorah. He only makes Birchas HaTorah on the words of Torah itself. Afuke! This story comes to exclude Mimanda Omar, the Mishnah in Tzarech Levarech. Kamash Milan is going to teach us half the Mishnah Nami, Tzarech Levarech for Mishnah, you also need to do a bracha. At the end of the day, ask the Gemara, Mikol Malkam Kashya L'Rav. Yet we have a Kasha within Rav. Where did Rav get this idea from? That one first reads Kriyishma and then puts on Tzvilin. Say that it came from Yishua ben Karcha, because we see Rav in other instances did not follow Rav Yishua ben Karcha of our Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. And what is the reasoning behind Rav? The Gemara gives a technical answer. Shlucha hu da'avid. There was an ivud. There was a mistake that had taken place. The shliach had made a mistake. Rashi explains that the shliach had been ineffective in bringing tefillin to Rav. And what had happened was, Zman Kriyishma had come, and Rav had to read Zman Kriyishma before to be assured that he wouldn't miss the Zman Kriyishma, and then he got his tefillin. Based on this topic, the Gemara continues now two lines bottom with a famous emma. Amar Ula. So, Akeri Kriyishma beloy tefillin, kilu meyed edus sheker ba'atzmoy. And a person reads Kriyishma and says, Ushartam lo'ital yodecha, and he's not wearing tefillin, it's as if he is saying false, bearing false testimony. Amar Abchia Barava, Amar Abiyochan, kilu hikri beloy mitzvah, v'zevach. Some brought a karmicha without arla, without the mitzvah, and we know that there is a chiyuv in the Torah to bring a karmicha. Let's take a look at Rashi, 10 lines from the bottom on Yud Aleph on the base. Ki ilu hikrev arla b'la mitzvah shechayva akot la'akri bima shemha v'asirus ha'ifa afa Torah v'ein mekayim ein agoymer et ha'mitzvah. The mitzvah is not complete without wearing tefillin, or for that matter a zevach without Nisachim. As well, there's a chiyuv to always bring Nisachim with a zevach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara continues on the last line that you found on the base. If he wants to be mekabel olachos shamayim shlema, complete, yifne, he should first go to the bathroom, v'yitel yodov, he should wash his hands, v'yaniach tefillin v'yikarei kriyishma, v'yispalo, and then daven, v'zu imalchos shamayim shlema. And this is a full Kabbalah Molchos Shamayim. Gemara continues two lines from the top on the above of an Aleph. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechon, Kala Nifne V'Noytel Yodav U'Miniach Tzilin. Kari Kriyishma U'mis Balel Nala Lava Kosu Kilu Bonim Is Be'ach Rikru Galav Karma. Gemara considers it as if he brought a carbon. Tziv, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Echat V'Nikayon. Harshin in the following way. First, the whole pasuk. Kirchat Yisayon Kafai, Vasoydeva, Es Mizachacha, Hashem. Simple reading of the pasuk understands Erchat Yisayon Kafai as reference to washing one's hands. However, Chazal understands that the pasuk over here refers to the Lashon Kafai as found in Malachim Aleph, Erechet, Hayifrois Kapov, Hashemayim. Spreading out one's hands to Shemayim, raising one's hands in Tfila. So if someone does that, then that's Toivivas Mitzvachacha Hashem. So we have both meanings to the Pasuk.
on the one hand, the meaning of rechita, on the other hand, also of tefillah. So a person who does that, he starts with noisel yadav, and he ends it with tala, with tefillin and kriyat shema in between, then it's vasoiva mitzvah haka Hashem. That's the Gemara. Amalei Rav lo sabla amar ki ilu tova. You don't consider it as if he has gone to the mikvah. It's new because the pasuk says erchatz b'ni kayon. It not only says kapai, it says erchatz b'ni kayon, v'lo ksiv erchatz kapai. Not just erchatz kapai, but also b'ni kayon. And therefore, it's also considered as if he gets a scar, as if he was tovel his entire book. I'm the Ravina LaRava, Chazi Mar Haitzu Mer Rabbanan Dasim Mar Rava. Did you see these Rabbanan who came from Eretz Yisrael? Omar Mishen L'mayim Lirchatz Yadav. Somebody doesn't have water to wash their hands. Mekaneach Yadav Ba'afar Ubetzror Ubekismis. He should wipe his hands, and this is brought down. Maybe we'll discuss this in the halacha section. He should wipe his hands on Ba'afar, dirt, rock, and so on. Amalei Shapir Kamer. You're saying, well, Miksiv Erchatz B'mayim Nika. Erchatz b'mayim, does it say to wash with water? Nika yon ksiv, it says to clean one's hands. In other words, if the avad, if a person does not have water, he should wipe his hands on a hard surface. Komidi minaki, anything that will clean. So Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda, like he was critical, and mahader amaya b'idun selusa, that would look for water at the time that he should daven. That's in regards to Kriyishma. In regards to Kriyishma, he should be menach the hand. But when it comes to tefillah mahader, he should look after for water. Even if Chizkiah would agree, and not be satisfied with simply nikayon, bad kama, bad tarsa. He should look for water up until a parsa of distance. A parsa is 4 mil, which is a little bit less than 4 miles. Mahani mili the kameh. And that's in regards to in front, going in front of himself. In other words, to go up until a parsa. Avalachora afilu mili nechozeh. But backwards, he doesn't even have to go 1 mil. A mil is about 3/4 of a mile today. Umina, and we could deduce from this, milu deina chayzer, achas mi mil chayzer, but even go backward, even less than a mil of distance. More than a mil, he would not. The simple reading of our Gemara right before the Mishnah as Vava Med Aleph that we just saw seems to differentiate between the requirement of washing when it comes to Kriyishma versus Tefillah. Rashi explains right before the Mishnah that when it comes to Kriyishma, so there, if there's no water available, so then he immediately should rub his hands on something else to clean them. However, if we're dealing with Tefillah, so then the Gemara says, again, emphasis according to Rashi, then there will be a requirement to go a parsa ahead to be able to get water. In the halacha discussion, we will discuss what is the logic, if there is, differentiate between Kriyishma and Tefillah, and clearly, according to Rashi, there is, and what is halacha l'maisa in terms of the requirement of washing before Kriyishma and Tefillah.
We continue Be'ezer Hashem with the next Mishnah on Tzvav Amir Aleph. If someone reads Shema and he doesn't say it in a manner that's audible to his ear, he is Yotze. Yosi Yomer lo Yotze. Yosi holds that you're not Yotze. What if someone reads Kriya Shema and he's not careful in its enunciation? Rav Yosi Yomer Yotze. Rav Yehuda Yomer lo Yotze. Here, Rav Yehuda is machmir against Rav Yosi, and he holds that one is not fulfilled obligation. Someone who reads backwards. What exactly is the definition of backwards? The Gemara later on will discuss. In such a case, backwards is not a good maaseh of Kriyishma.
Kara v'ta'a, as if one reads and then realized that one erred, nachzar l'makom sheta'a, then he should go back to the place that he erred. Ask the Gemara, my time at Rabbi, what is the svara of Rabbi Yossi? What is the rationale for Rabbi Yossi? It says that you need to say it to the point that your ears hear it. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Dechsiv Shema. The Torah says Shema, Hashmei Alaznecha, Masha Atamoytzi Mifika. You should say out from your mouth to your ears so that your ears can even hear it. The Lashon of Shema, according to Rabbi Yossi, means to make heard and that even your own ears should hear. Because if your own ears aren't going to hear, then who will? The lowest parameter is your own ears hearing. Tanakama holds, no, that Shema means whatever language can be heard. In other words, it doesn't have to be specifically in Lashon Kodesh. This is about by the Gemara in the end of Saita. There is a Mishnah there that gives a list of those things that have to be said in Lashon Kodesh, and those things that could be said Bechol Lashon, and when it comes to Kriya Shema could be said Bechol Lashon. Rabbi Yossi Tarti Shema Mimei. Rabbi Yossi holds that from the Lashon of Shema we can learn out both. Number one, that you hear has to hear it, and number two is Bechol Lashon Shati Shomea. The Gemara now begins to discuss the Shita of Rabbi Yossi in a totally different type of manner than we might have expected. The Gemara goes to a Mishnah in Trumas. Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah in the first paragraph of Trumas describes who can take off Truma and who cannot take off Truma. Cheresh hamidaber v'eino shemea lo yitrum. A deaf person that can speak but cannot hear, so he cannot take off Truma. Vim taram, he took off Truma say Truma. In such a case, his Truma is an acceptable hafrasha. Man Tana, who is the Tana who holds Cheresh hamidaber v'eino shemea evedin l'chatchil aloi? Who is this Tana that says that l'chatchila you cannot do it? Amar of Chizur Rabbi Yossi. It must be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi said, "Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hakari Hashemah v'lo yishmei l'oznoi, yata divrei Rabbi Yehuda." Rabbi Yossi Aimer, lo yata. Rabbi Yossi said there's a problem if your ears cannot hear it. According to the Tanakhama, which this Bryce calls Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the Mishnah is just being added to over here that we're quoting, and that our Mishnah too is Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara here adds what was missing in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, told that one is Yosef, so then there should be no problem of a hafrashas truma. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's going to be problematic when it comes to Kriya Shema. Since it's problematic to Kriya Shema, then we will say the following. Ad kan lo kum Rabbi Yossi lo yata el gabi Kriya Shema baraisa. When it comes to Kriya Shema, which is a Dorais, we see Rabbi Yossi as a stickler for Shmuel Oznai. Avot Truma, Mishum Brachu. But when it comes to Truma, so there, Chiyuv is in regards to Bracha. Ubracha, Dirabbanan. Bracha is only Midrabbanan. Since the Bracha is only Midrabbanan, the Gemara concludes, V'loi B'Bracha, Talya Milsa. So that shows us that the Hafrashas Truma, which is Mitzvah Daraisa, is not dependent on the Amira. If the Gemara says as follows, if we had followed the position of Rabbi Yehuda, that one doesn't need the ear to hear, so then that would be a wonder why someone who is a Medab Teina Shomea, who speaks and cannot hear, and is high in all mitzvahs, why Lichatzila he cannot be Mafrish. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, on the one hand, Rabbi Yossi is machmir and says, when it comes to Kriya Shema, you're not Yossi. On the other hand, we could hear that Rabbi Yossi would say that when it comes to Truma, you are Yossi, because Hafrashas Truma is not dependent on Amira. On the other hand, at the same time, Rabbi Yossi would say that when it comes to Lechatchila, the Bracha is Lechatchila, is a din de Rabbanan, Lechatchila, if he cannot hear it, it will be Ma'akif. Says the Gemara, no. really? Do you have to say the only way we can understand is it's going according to Rabbi Yossi? Maybe it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'omar gabe kriyashma, and he says when it comes to kriyashma, nami the evidin lechachila lo. That he would say that kriyashma, the eved, you're yotze. Just like when it comes to truma, the eved, someone who cannot make it here, hears, can't do it. So too when it comes to kriyashma. Our Mishnah said yotze. That only means the eved. Teva, I'll do it to you. Tiktami, batoyre, the eved in batchila lo. It says, someone who did read, which is mashma, did the eved, yes, batchila not. Mara responds and says, no, this teda that you brought, that Hakore is talking the Lashon B'dieved, doesn't prove at all that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Hatchila, it would be a problem. The opposite is so similar. Haidi Tani Hakore, this is what it says it in the Lashon of B'dieved, Lohi Diacha Koichai Rabbi Yossi. It's going to tell us the stringency, or in this case, literally the strength, in this case, the stringency of Rabbi Yossi, the Omar D'Eved Nachilo, that says that D'Eved, such a Kriyashma, would not be accepted. The Rabbi Yehuda, and it's coming to contrast with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, Afil L'Chatchila Nami Yotza, that even L'Chatchila, one is going to be Yotza. So the Kaire is only coming to emphasize the Chumra of Rabbi Yossi. Analyzes now the Gemara. Okay, so the Teda falls away, and the Gemara feels strongly that Rabbi Yossi holds that even b'dieved, you're not going to be yotze. The Gemara comes back with a follow-up question. But mayu kimta to Rabbi Yossi, you're going to learn that's going to follow Rabbi Yossi. Hello, Adesanya. Lo yivarech adam birchas hamazam b'liboy v'im birech yotze. The Braisa says, this Braisa can be found in Megillah, that a person should not bench birchas hamazam silently to themselves. However, if you did, you're yotze. Analyzes the Gemara. Mani, loy Rabbi Yossi, loy Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't follow neither Rabbi Yossi nor Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to say, follows Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar l'chatchila, nami yotze. When it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, he said that l'chatchila, one, is yotze. That was the way we had learned before, just above. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'chatchila, one, is yotze. Di Rabbi Yossi, di even nami lo. And Rabbi Yossi holds that b'dieved it doesn't work. So then what will come out is that price in Megillah won't work according to both of them. Elamai, says the Gemara, you have to say Rabbi Yehuda. You have to learn that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of that price. And within our Mishnah, we have to go back to our original understanding. U'dieved in, b'dieved, one would be yotze, l'chatchila lo. But l'chatchila, one will not yotze.
Continues the Gemara two lines into the wide onto the Vav and Aleph. Elohav Sanya Rabbi Yehuda Braid Rabbi Shimon Ben Chazi. What are you going to do with this piece of Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon, the son of Chazi? Cheresh HaMedaber Ve'ina Shamea. If you have someone who could speak and cannot hear. So up until now we've been discussing someone who can hear, but cannot speak. That is a separate case. Our case that we are discussing now is a medaber ve'ino shemea, someone who speaks and cannot hear. Tayrim lechatchila. So halacha is that individual can take off truma. Lechatchila, mani, loy Rabbi Yehuda v'loy Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't fit neither according to Rabbi Yehuda nor according to Rabbi Yossi. Just got through saying above that the shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that only the Eved, it's acceptable if he cannot hear it. Alechatchila, if he cannot hear it, that is not going to be acceptable. Yet, this Raisa stated that halacha is that even lechatchila, the medaber ve'ina shomea, halacha is allowed to be mafrish. Here, Rabbi Yehuda, amar the Eved in lechatchila lo. Here, Rabbi Yossi, amar the Eved nami lo. So who's the Raisa following? Answers the Gemara, El Oilam Rabbi Yehuda, Filu Lechatzila Nami. Rabbi Yehuda was saying, even Lechatzila is going to be acceptable. Eloi Kasha, and there's no Kasha. Abidei Adi Rabbe. One statement was going according to Rabbi Yehuda himself, and the other was going according to his Rebbe.
Mishnah, as we learned in the Mishnah, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yehuda quotes from his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Akoyre Shema, Tzarech Sheyishmia Ba'oznav. Somebody reads Shema, he needs to hear this position is that he holds the Chachiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe, when he's quoting his Rebbe, is saying that you need to say Shema out loud. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So here, from here we see that one needs to say it loud enough that one's ears hear the Kriya Shema. So when Rabbi Yehuda quotes the halacha, there could be two reasons why Rabbi Yehuda is saying it. One possibility is Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no requirement at all for one to say Kriya Shema at all by saying something aloud. However, when Rabbi Yehuda quotes his Rebbe, so there in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda says that halach is halachila, one needs to say it loud enough for one to hear. Rabbi Meir had responded to the halacha, quoted in the name of Lozim Nazariah, Arei Woymer Asher Anoshim Yitzav Hayoim Alo Vecha, Asher Kavonas Halei Hein Hein Hadvarim. Rabbi Meir disagrees with Lozim Nazariah and says that the halacha is that we follow the Kavanas Halei. So ultimately, the tarot that the Gemara now has given is that when you quote Rabbi Yehuda, ultimately it depends on whether Rabbi Yehuda is quoting his Rebbe or not. If Rabbi Yehuda is talking himself, then l'chatchila one doesn't need to say it out loud at all. And Truma is like we had originally described as going according to Rabbi Yosef, but according to Rabbi Yehuda there isn't a few. And at the same time, there is a spira within Rabbi Yehuda that sometimes Rabbi Yehuda seems to require the chatzila for one to hear it, which had caused us to make a mistake and think Mishnah and Trumas was following Rabbi Yehuda. That is not a problem, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that one does not need to say it aloud, and the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosef. However, when Rabbi Yehuda requires the chatzila, that is the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who disagreed with Rabbi Meir, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah also said that l'chatzila one needs to raise one's voice, and Rabbi Yehuda himself did not follow his Rebbe's approach. Period. Now the Gemara says we could give another teret. Hashta da'asas da'asi, four lines from the bottom, tesvav amalas. Now that we've already presented it this way, afilu tema Rabbi Yehuda. Now that we've come to this, says the Gemara, and we've introduced the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then we have a new answer to the original question that we had asked. Hashad l'asus l'hachi, afilu tema Rabbi Yehuda kirabe spirale. Really, we could say Rabbi Yehuda follows his Rebbe and says that l'chila one needs to say the Kriya Shema as well as a bracha loud enough for his ears to be able to hear. Like Hasha, and there's no contradiction between the Mishnah and Trumas and the Braisa that we had brought above. But the Mishnah and Trumas seem to say that the halacha is that you need to hear your voice, yet the Braisa had said that a cherish could be Tairim l'chatzila. Oh, Rabbi Meir, that Braisa that said it was following Rabbi Meir. Aha! And the Braisa that says that you need your ears to hear it by Berchas Hamazon, as well as the Mishnah that says of a deaf person is only Bidi Eved, Rabbi Yehuda is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara continues three lines on the bottom on the subject of Cheresh through the prism of the Sugya in Megillah in regard to status of a Cheresh for P.S. Megillah. And Hassan, we learned over there in a Mishnah in Megillah, everybody can read a Megillah. A Megillah cannot be read by a deaf person, a fool, or a katan. Rabbi Yehuda makshir a katan. Rabbi Yehuda finds a katan acceptable. Ask the Gemara. Man Tana, who is the Tana Cheresh B'Evin Namilo? Who says that a Cheresh cannot read? Who are we going to put that in amongst the array of Tanayim that we had above, starting from our Mishnah, where Rabbi Yossi said that someone who reads and doesn't read loud enough for his ear to hear, then he's not Yotze. Versus the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda says you are Yotze. The Mishnah in Trumas, the Brice in Trumas, the Brice in regards to Birchas Hamazon. Let's put it through the Talmudic filter. Amar of Masna, Rav Masna does it for it. Rabbi Yehuda follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Nah, and Akar Shema, Lo Shmiel Ozna Yotze to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Lo Yotze. Perfect. Rabbi Yehuda who says that the halacha is that you need to hear. So that's why a cheresh is going to be exempt Mikra Megillah and will not be able to read the Megillah. To make a lot of sense for Rabbi Yossi to be the one who says that a cheresh cannot read a Megillah, because according to Rabbi Yossi, by Kriya Shema, your ears have to hear it. So too, it's not called Kriya unless your ears hear it. A deaf person, his ears can't hear it. Ask the Gemara. Mimai to Rabbi Yossi, Udiyevet Namigod. You're assuming that according to Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is that even if you read Kriya Shema that way without your ears hearing, you're not going to be Yossi. Maybe, before the maybe, and as well as when it comes to Megillah, same thing, that if you read the Megillah in such a manner that your ears don't hear it, you're not Yotze. Continues the Gemara. Now we go to the maybe. The Zavama Beis on the top. Vilma, maybe Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Mishnah Megillah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, that Rabbi Yehuda said that you are Yotze in Kriya Shema. Yet, how could the Mishnah Megillah say that you're not going to be Yotze according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says it's acceptable for Kriya Shema. Well, the Chachilu, the law, the Chachilu doesn't work. Of the Eved, Shapir Dalmi. But did the Eved, it would be acceptable. In other words, the Mishnah and Megillah is only talking about Chatzilah, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees. In Brachas, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. That's only Bidi Eved. The Rabbi Yehuda also Yotze Bidi Eved. Rabbi Yossi also you're not Yotze Bidi Eved. And in Megillah, Rabbi Yehuda says you're not Yotze. That's the Chatzilah. Says the Gemara, no, Salta Daita. You cannot think of that idea. Dikdani. Cheresh dumya de shayt vekatan. It says cheresh shayt vekatan. My shayt vekatan dieved nami loi. Just like when it comes to shayt vekatan, the dieved is not going to work. Cheresh dieved nami loi. By cheresh, it won't be acceptable as well. If you're going to say, and it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you say lechatchila, then the Mishnah is lacking in its parallelism. It talks about cheresh shayt vekatan. Shayt vekatan is not acceptable also lechatchila by dieved. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Cheresh has to be acceptable to the Eved. The Gemara doesn't find this reason compelling. Vidilma, maybe, Hakadisa, Hakadisa. Maybe we make a split. Cheresh has one halacha, but the Eved is acceptable. Shaitavikatan is not even acceptable, but the Eved as well. Gemara, no, but I'll give you another reason to reject this understanding. That the Mishnah Megillah that says that Cheresh can't be Maitzi from Mikra Megillah is because, according to Rabbi Yehuda, lechatchila he cannot be Maitzi. Well, me must look like Rabbi Yehuda. You can't learn according to Rabbi Yehuda. Vamin Diktani Seifa. At the end of the Mishnah Megillah says, Rabbi Yehuda makshi b'katan. That Rabbi Yehuda says that with a katan is acceptable. Michlal, the Reish alav Rabbi Yehuda he. Which would infer that the Reish is not discussing Rabbi Yehuda. Because if Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is introduced, it sounds like, now, let's bring in Rabbi Yehuda. Beforehand, was not Rabbi Yehuda. Answers the Gemara Vidilma Kula Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe, no, you could say both the Reisha and the Seva is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Utrei Gavni Tata. And you'll have to say that the Mishnah is describing two cases of Tata. Vichisure Nasara. And there's something missing in the Mishnah. Megillah Vachitani. Hakol Kshere and Likwitz on Megillah. Chutz Michere Shoit Vichata. The Tata. Cheresh and the Shelter are all not acceptable. Amedvarim Amurim, when do we say, make the statement, the Katan shall yi al chinuch, for the Katan who hasn't reached the age of chinuch. Abu Katan, she yi al chinuch, afilu lechatchila kasher div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda machshir the Katan. And when it comes to the Katan's already reached the age of chinuch, a celebrated opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Katan that has reached the age of chinuch, he motzi somebody else. If we read the Mishnah that way, so then we can reconcile the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says in Bracha that the Eved one is going to be Yotze Kriya Shema, even if your ears don't hear it, with the Mishnah in Megillah that says that a Cheresh cannot read, and that Mishnah is talking l'chatzila and not b'di'evet. Challenges the Gemara. Imai u'kinta to Rabbi Yehuda. Now you're describing the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda, who b'di'evet in, and you will say that b'di'evet, yes. And when it comes to both Kriya Shema and Megillah, b'di'evet you'll be yotzei l'chatzila loy. But what are we going to do with the following statement? Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, cheresh ha-medaber ve'eino shamea, harim l'chatchila. That the halachi is that a cheresh, who is a medaber, who is able to speak and cannot hear, can be tarim even l'chatchila. If you'll recall, we had a similar question on Amud Aleph. Here on Amud Beis, the question is the following. Once we say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halach is that l'chatchila, one needs to have his ears hear the Kriya Shema, hear the Megillah, then what will emerge is Rabbi Yehuda and also Rabbi Yossi, but now let's focus on Rabbi Yehuda, will not fit into the statement that says that someone who speaks and cannot hear can be termed l'chatchila. Doesn't mean we're Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says your ears need to hear. Mani, lay Rabbi Yehuda, lay Rabbi Yossi. See Rabbi Yehuda, the evident l'chatchila lo. We just explained that according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'chatchila is not acceptable. See Rabbi Yossi, the evident nami lo. And according to Rabbi Yossi, we developed an Amud Aleph, and you're not even yotzei l'bidiyavad if it happens. Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that we've got to go back and say that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. L'chatchila l'chatchila nami. And we're going to backtrack again and say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'chatchila, it will be acceptable if your ears do not hear the Kriya Shema and the Megillah. But the Gemara repeats again the problem that it had on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Four lines into the Y of the days. We learn in regards to Birchas HaMazon that l'chatchila, one needs to say it loud enough for his ears to hear. But the evidence will be acceptable. Mani lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda, we just have to say, "Ha'am Rabbi Yehuda, chatzila nami." According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you don't, your ears don't hear, it's acceptable. The chatzila. V Rabbi Yossi, ha'am Rabbi Yehuda, the evidence nami loy. And according to Rabbi Yossi, your ears have to hear, and if you don't, you're not even yotze. The evidence, you're not yotze. Answers the Gemara lo Olam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, we're following Rabbi Yehuda. V'afilu the chatzila nami. And even l'chatchila, one would be yotze. Aye, what are we going to do with the Mishnah in regards to the Brisa, in regards to Birchas HaMazon? V'loy kasha, and there's no contradiction. Kodi day, kodi rabbe. One is going according to Rabbi himself, and the other is his Rebbe. A similar pattern that we had in the previous sugya. The Sanya, as we learned in a Brisa, we have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Bishumar Vazab ben Azariah. Rabbi Shema, Rosh Yashkiel Lo'oznai, Shenemar Shema Yisrael. You need to say loud enough for your ears to hear it. I'm a little Ramir. Ramir responded to him. Arei Oymer Asher Noishim Yitzhak Chayyem Alam Nefa. Ech Achar Kavonas Halei. Ein Hein Advarim. We follow the Kavonas Halei. So again, in this Brisa, what we have is Rabbi Vazab ben Azariah that says that your ears need to hear it. Gemara understands that Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah is a din l'chatchila. So Rabbi Yehuda, when he quotes the halacha in regards to your ears hearing, it actually takes two tracks. He himself, the Gemara now is developing, and it's spelled out in Rashi, Dibar Masalam, Rabbi Yehuda. He himself holds that even l'chatchila, you do not need your ears to hear. However, his Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah said that your ears do need your l'chatchila. Hence, the Birchas HaMazon will follow, it says that l'chatchila, your ears need to hear, will follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. In other cases, where we had that even l'chatchila, your ears don't need to hear, that was going according to Rabbi Yehuda himself. Continues the Gemara, Ash to the Asif Rabbachi, now that we've come to this point, a few of them are Rabbi Yehuda Karabe Svirlei. Really, Rabbi Yehuda follows his Rebbe and always holds the Chatzila, v'loi kasha, ha-Rabbi Yehuda, ha-Rabbi Meir. And there'll be no contradiction in cases where you find, as we spell down on the bottom of Amud Aleph, where there is an instance that it's acceptable even the Tatila for your ears not to hear, that will be following Rebbe Meir. However, Rebbe Yehuda, even though he says in our Mishnah that your Yotzei, that it doesn't mean L'chatzilah will be acceptable. Really, even Rebbe Yehuda holds that L'chatzilah your ears need to hear as well. The Gemara is now Masik Shmaitza Aliva de Hilchitza. Put a period after Amar Rebbe Meir, before Amar Rebbe Chizda. Amar Rebbe Chizda, Amar Rebbe Shila, Halacha to Rebbe Yehuda. We follow the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. Now notice the brilliant formulation of Chizda in the name of Rebbe Shila. Sha Amar, that Rebbe Yehuda had quoted Mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Azarya. We're referring back to the statement of Rebbe Elazar ben Azarya that L'chatchila HaKoyres Shema Tzorech Sheyashmil Oznoi, that he needs to hear it. V'halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda. And the halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda. Utsricha, says the Gemara, every word that Rebbe Chizda Amar Rebbe Shila said is meduyah. If he would have just said halacha like Rebbe Yehuda, havamina afilu l'chatchila, I would have thought, by simply reading the Mishnah in Brachos, we would have thought that Rebbe Yehuda finds it acceptable to read Kriya Shema silently without your ears hearing. Hamash malon halacha Rebbe Yehuda, she'omar mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Azarya. We're coming to be mechadesh at halacha like Rebbe Yehuda, who said it in the name of Rebbe Elazar ben Azarya, specifically in the name of Rebbe Elazar ben Azarya. In other words, if Rebbe Yehuda follows the position of his Rebbe that says that you need to be Mashmiya La'ozna. The Iyash Me'inon continues the Gemara, Halacha Kareb Yehuda, Sha'amar Mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Azarya. And if we had just said that the Halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda who had said in the name of Rebbe Elazar ben Azarya, but we do not add the dimension V'Halacha Kareb Yehuda, Hava Mina Tzarech Ve'en Lo Takana. I would have thought that it's ma'akev, that he needs to, and you have no takon if you didn't do it. Kamash malon halacha Rebbe Yehuda. So we teach that halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda, that Rebbe Yehuda clearly in the Mishnah said that b'di'eved one would be Yosef. Amar Rebbe Yosef. Rebbe Yosef continues, machloikis b'kriya shema. This machloikis that we had is only in regards to aval b'shar mitzvahs, but when it comes to other mitzvahs, divrei hakol, even according to Rebbe Yehuda, la yasa, then you would not be yotze. Rashi learns that Shar Mitzvahs refers to brachos. Take a look at Tosis, Dibra Amaschal, will be Shar Mitzvahs, and analyze whether Tosis agrees or disagrees with Rashi. Either way, Dichsiv, what is the Makar? In regards to Asiyas HaMitzvahs, the Torah tells us in Devarim, Haskeis Ushma Yisrael, listen and hear Klal Yisrael. In other words, there's a reference to Klal Yisrael listening. In other words, they have to hear the bracha. The Gemara finds this difficult. Meisivei, I'll ask you the following question. Lo yivarech adam berachas hamazon belibov in birech yatsa. When it comes to berachas hamazon, it's acceptable b'di'eved. And I thought you just got through saying from Haskeis Ushma Yisrael that the halacha is that you need to hear it, even b'di'eved. Ela itmar hachi itmar. No, we have to reformulate Rabbi Yosef's statement. Amar Rabbi Yosef bachloikis b'kriyam siv Shema Yisrael. Avol Shar Mitzvah is the exact opposite. Divrei Hakol Yotza. Everybody agrees that your Yotzei asks the Gemara of Haksiv Haskeis Shema Yisrael. Doesn't the Torah tell us Haskeis listen that there's a requirement that your voice be heard? Answers the Gemara, Ahu b'divrei Torah siv. That's talking in regards to Divrei Torah. But really, when it comes to mitzvahs and brachas, b'di'eved, the halacha is that according to everybody, even according to Rabbi Yossi, you're going to be yotzei if your ears don't hear it. Be'ezras Hashem, in the halacha section, we will discuss the implication of this Gemara, that the simple reading of the Gemara is, and as the concluding word said, that Divrei Torah need to be said b'kol. Bezras Hashem, our first topic for Daf Tezvot Amud Aleph in the Halacha section is found 10 lines from the top on the Gemara of Tezvot Amud Aleph, where the Gemara differentiates between Fila and Kriyishma in terms of washing one's hands. So the topic of today is washing before Kriyishma and washing before Fila. The Gemara had told us in the name of Rav Chizda, that when it comes to Kriya Shema, So then, immediately, once the Zman of Kriya Shema appears, so then in such a case, one should clean one's hands if there is no water. However, when it comes to tefillah, then the line, a famous line which is found in Halacha, that one has to go up until a parsa, which is 4 mils, close to 4 miles, between 3 or 4 miles, to get water, that applies in regards to tefillah. This is the girsa that we have in front of us in our Gemara and according to Rashi. The Rush and others ask the following question on Rashi. And that is, the Gemara is being mechalek between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. What's the reason for the friendship between the two? Rashi explains, because if you're going to run after water, so then in such a case, we're afraid that the Zman Kriya Shema is going to elapse. And therefore, instead of looking for water, when it comes to Zman Kriya Shema, if there is no water available, if the hands are dirty, rub it on the wall. My Rebbe Ibn Emesal points out, and when this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't mean the wall of the Beit HaKnesses, because the requirement of Kavod. However, rub it on something else to clean your hands. The Rush and other Rishonim challenge Rashi, and they say, but that doesn't make sense. If you're afraid that the Zman Kriya Shema is going to be a pass, so then you should be afraid as well for the Zman Tefillah. So how could Rashi have differentiated between the two? The Madani Yom Tov in Os Tzadik gives an interesting answer. The Madani Yom Tov suggests that there is a chiluk between Tefillah and Kriya Shema, because Tefillah, there is a possibility of Tefillah Tashlumin, that one could make up the Tefillah. However, when it comes to Kriya Shema, there is no opportunity for Tashlumin. Hence, there is a much greater loss if one is going to miss Kriya Shema. Rabbeinu Yonah, after rejecting Rashi's pshat and offering an alternative pshat, see, Rabbeinu Yonah defends Rashi by suggesting that when it comes to Kriya Shema, there the chiyuv is d'oraisa. Hence, we're much more anxious about the losing of Kriya Shema, in contrast to Tefillah, where the chiyuv is midrabanan. Therefore, what will emerge is the following paradox, lahalacha, and that is that when it comes to Kriya Shema, there is less of a chiyuv for a person to find water. The Mishnah Brura quotes this in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph in Simin Tzadi Beis. The Yeshayim Harbe Paisim Shesayvrin the Bekriya Shema Takev Mishayegiyas Chol Zmana Imeila Mayim Minake V'Yikra. When it comes to Zman Kriya Shema, immediately if a person sees that he doesn't have water, then there isn't a chiyuv for him to get water, and he should do Nikayon. He should simply clean off his hands. In contrast to when it comes to tefillah, here the Mechaber tells us in Simin Tzadi Beis Siv Dalet, as it emerges from our sugya, v'imis yare sheyavar zman tefillah, only if he's afraid that zman tefillah is going to pass, then he should do nikayon. However, as the Mechaber points out in the beginning of Siv Dalet, sorich lachzar hareim ad parsa, that a person has to go ahead, a parsa, to find water, except if he's not going to find it until after Zman Tefillah. So that's what emerges, halacha l'maisa, as presented by the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura, as coming out from the pshat in the Gemara. A few more points about washing one's hands before davening. When it comes to chakras, we have the chiyuv to wash our hands. Sarach lerchos yodav b'mayim im yeshlo, as the Mechaber said in Tzadi Beis Dalet. And this would apply as well to all tefillos. The Mechaber writes in Sifhei that this halacha does not only apply for tefillah of the morning, but it applies as well for all tefillos. And that is, the Mechaber writes, rochat yodav shachris v'siach daito. If a person washed his hands in the morning, then there's a significant amount of time, explains the Mishnah Brura, then he normally is mesiach das, his mind is removed from washing his hands, and therefore his yodayim are considered asganios, and they have to be washed before every tefillah. So this halacha would apply that a person has to look for mayim in such an instance for all tefillah. However, the Be'er Halacha points out that there is a leniency that emerges in this halacha, which is not found in the halacha in our sugya, and that is that the Mechaber says, Im yesh lo mayim, if he has water, which is mashma, that he does not have to search for water. As the Mechaber concludes, Im ein lo mayim mezumanim, ein tzarech lachzor v'lito, that he doesn't have to go get water, in contrast to our halacha, where there is a requirement for him to go get water. Explains the Be'er Halacha, the distinction between the two is that when it comes to all other tefillos, that's based on the chash, the fear of Yadayim Askaniyot. However, it is not the same level of chiyuv when it comes to the morning, and hence a nikayon ba'alma would be acceptable. However, the Be'er Halacha points out that if the individual went to the bathroom in the interim, so then in such a case, one should find water and have to go after water for tefillah as described in our sugya, because it's not stam yodayim, now there is a real chiyuv of netilas yodayim. If I am not mistaken, unfortunately I am now in Chutz La'aretz and I do not have my Mishnah Brura, which I was zocha to learn from Rav Nevenzel and jotted down every word, or tried, I attempted to jot down every word that he told me. On this halacha, in Simen Tzadi Beis, if I am not mistaken, Rav Nevenzel pointed out that according to the Gra, there is a chiyuv of washing before every tefillah. And if that's so, Rav Nevenzel said, then that chiyuv is not only a chiyuv for shacharis, but it's a chiyuv for mincha and ma'ariv as well. And the Gra felt that it required a bracha. Hence, Rav Nevenzel told me in another occasion in Simon Dallas, after prodding him, he's by nature a very private person, he told me that his custom is that in the morning he washes his hands without a bracha, and then before shul he waits for when he arrives in shul, and before davening itself, then he washes his hands again and makes the bracha of al netilas yadayim, according to the Gra, that there is a special kiyum of washing before the davening. And if I recall correctly, he argued over here that according to the Gra, there would be an inyan, if the hands were dirty, to make a bracha even according to even before mincha. Of course, this is not the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. However, it should be noted that the Gra is of the opinion that a bracha of al netilas yadayim is made before tefillah as well. This is quoted in the Be'er Halacha in Simen Dalet, Dibar Amaskel Vafilu Lo Osa Tzrachav, where he writes, Achar Kach Matzasi B'Sefer Ma'aseh Rav Ke'achai Adam, She'kosav She'esh Lismas Brach Birchas al netilas yadayim L'tefillah, that one should make the bracha of netilas yadayim prior to tefillah. So to summarize the halachos that we learned, there is a chiyuv to run after water in the morning before shacharis, and we are not as concerned about a person missing the zman of tefillah as we are when it comes to Kriya Shema. By Kriya Shema, if there is no water available, he should immediately do nikayon. For mincha, if no water is available and it's only stam yodayim, then in such a case, nikayon is acceptable. If he knows that his hands came in contact with something that is metame or something that dirty, is like going to the bathroom, in such a case, then there's a chiyuv to be chozer alamayim. And the Gra was of the opinion that there is a mitzvah midrabanan for a person to wash before tefillah. Hence, the Gra would wait to make a birchas netilas yadayim immediately prior to tefillah. Hence, Rav Nevenzel washes twice in the morning, once when he wakes up for Negelvasser, we haven't discussed the halachos of Negelvasser, and then once again when he reaches the shul, then he washes again, and on that makes the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, as we see from our sugya, that there is a chiyuv midrabanan for an individual to wash before tefillah. The next topic, Be'ezer Hashem, is where we concluded the daf on Tesvav on the Beis, which the Gemara differentiated between the requirement of hearing when it comes to Shar Mitzvot, where everyone holds that when it comes to Shar Mitzvot, b'di'eved you're yotzei, even if you did not hear the bracha. When it comes to Kriyishma, we're not talking now halacha l'maisa, but what seems to emerge from the sugya is that l'chatzchila, one needs to say it out loud, and your ears, b'di'eved, if you didn't have them hear it, you would also be yotzei. In contrast to Divrei Torah, there the pasuk says, "Haskeish, listen, Ushma Yisrael, pay attention, Shema Yisrael." And for that, the hearing of Torah is ma'akev. The Pnei Yoshua understands that this requirement on our sugya, on the Zvava Beis, is a halachic requirement. L'kach nira, says the Pnei Yoshua, "Dilamaskona nami b'Divrei Torah tzarch l'shmei la'ozno afilu b'di'evet." Heida, he says, I'll prove it. Shekein hu kidemashma b'keitza ma'arvin in the end of Nun Gimel Amebeis to Nun Dalet Amedalef and Erevin, that Bruria gave mutter to a young Talmud Chacham who was not learning the Kol. And she says that the Torah will not protect you if you're not learning with your Ramach Evarim, and it should be learned with a voice that it not be processed only intellectually. This is discussed by Bali Mutzer. This is not the 10-minute Mutzer now, so we won't discuss the Mutzer implications, but according to Pnei Yoshua, it's quite clear that the learning has to be done because there are, however, other understandings of our Tzuk. The Ritva is quoted as understanding that our Gemara means to say the following, that it's not enough, and many people who are involved in learning have experienced this, it's not enough to simply process the idea in one's mind. Often formulating it is critical. As a Rebbe, I find often the Talmidim think they understand it, or they can understand it a lot more if they would force themselves to formulate the idea in a clear, coherent fashion. Says the Ritva, that's the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, that the Talmud Torah has to be formulated, it has to be understood. Not necessarily does he have to literally say it out, even though the simple reading of our Gemara and the way that Pnei Yoshua had understood it, it seems that one needs to literally say it. According to Pnei Yoshua, it's part of the chiyuv of the learning with one's Ramach Evarim. However, according to the Ritva, our Gemara is really driving at a different idea, and that is true comprehension, which often needs to have kol that comes along with it. It is celebrated that the Vilna Gaon did not take this approach. And this is halacha lemaisa. In other words, if you understand like the Ritva, or you understand like the Pnei Yoshua, we'll have an important practical nafka mina lahalacha that many discuss. In Siman Mem Zayin, Siv Dalit, the Mechaber paskins the following. Hamaharer b'divrei Torah eina tzarech levarech. If a person just thinks in learning, so then, in such a case, there isn't a chiv of birchas hatayra. That works beautifully with the Rishonim that we had seen that rejected the idea, the idea that say that when it comes to Torah, one needs to actually say it out. Haskeh Shema Yisrael will tell you that the Torah needs to be entirely formulated, entirely. But this seems to be the position of Tosfos on Daf Chof on the base of Dibur HaMaskel Baal Keri, although the Mara Mokom as a proof might be debatable. But nevertheless, this is either way, whatever the source of the Mechaber, this is the Psak of the Mechaber in Simim Mem Zayin Siv Dalet. In a celebrated Gra, this today has been a lot of Gra in Halacha L'maisa, the Gra disagrees in Dibur HaMaskel Lehu Adin. He says, I will call that Sarachiyun. Dikan mevarech ala mitzvah. The bracha birchas haTorah is on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. V'chileka mitzvah behirur? Is there not a mitzvah in hirur divrei Torah? V'halo nemar v'ikisa b'yom avalai? The pasuk in Sefer Yoshua says that one should apply oneself day and night. And hegeyon is belave. Kimo shekosu v'hegeyon libi. Yuratzon imrefi v'hegeyon libi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accept my hegeyon, what in modern Hebrew, the word hegeyon means thought, and it applies to the lave, the heart, as opposed to the peh. Therefore, the Vilna Gaon claims that the formulation of the words of Torah are not ma'akev. One could argue that the Pnei Yehoshua, based on our Gemara, had said that we learned from Haskes from Shema Yisrael that there is a chiyuv for Talmud Torah to be said the pef. The implication of this machlokus, of course, is if a person is thinking in Torah, does he need to make a Birchas HaTorah or not? According to the Grub, it would seem yes. According to the Mechaber, no. One can't point out that the Gemara on Tezvav HaMebeis and Brachos that learns out of Haskes of Shema Yisrael that needs to be Bekol might work in consonance with the opinion of the Mechaber, and that is something for a person to keep in mind, that if a new day has begun and he hasn't sat down in front of the Gemara, but he's loving what he's learning so much, and he wakes up thinking about the sugya that he learned before, according to the Gra, there is a chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah. It could be, that would be the way the Ritva understood it. However, according to the Mechaber, there isn't a chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah, and that might be the way the Ritva is quoted as understanding our Gemara. Be'ezer Hashem, we conclude the Halacha section and the Amelus of Daf Tezvos in Maseches Brachos.